As you always said, we appreciate being here tonight, today. And for the opportunity that we have to do that the Lord have us to do. And just sitting there as we was praying, we was thinking, we ain't never ever figured this part out either, but there's a battle that goes on that you can't see. And you got to face the same battles at certain times and things in your life also, but you find yourself fighting against yourself. You try to weigh out these factors, trying to do what you think is right, but then again you start thinking, because I think too much most of the time, I just be honest with you. But if I say this, but if I say that, you know, how's it going to take, you know? And you know, regardless of how far that a man gets into spirit, if he makes it there and delivers the exact word of God the way God wants him to, it still takes a receptive spirit from the people. So I don't know what nobody came here for today. I'm just going to tell you. And I've often said this, if I'm up here, and if you ever hear me use the words we, church, or us, Bruce Owens is included in every category that I preach about or say about. And these things, if we ever do say and get to the place, we've already had to endure. And a lot of times, I don't like what I'm telling myself that I need to fix, because it ain't me that's telling me that, if that makes sense. There's two of us, each of us. For one thing, I'm my worst critic anyhow about matters. But there is a desire on the inside of me for me to get out of the way. Now, it don't always happen the way that I think it does or how I want it to. But I do desire his prayer this morning. We're going to read something to start with in Romans 12 and then 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Because like talked to some, and I've, like I said, I've, me and Crafton went and visited church the other day, and I told him how when I first announced my call to preach, like I said, still ain't never figured it out. But because of some preachers that had come before me, like Thurman Hightower and the ones like that, young men thinks you got to do it exactly how they do it. And that's the way it's supposed to be done. And whenever I didn't accomplish it, I started thinking, well, Lord, I know you ain't never made a mistake, but maybe you just made your first one, you know. But then you start figuring out, if we just do things the way that he'll have you to do it, and if I do it the way he has me to do it, and let him just work out the shuffling part of it, it'll work out a whole lot better. Now, Romans chapter 12, starting with the first verse, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. And in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, we're going to start at verse 10. It says, Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which is the house of Chloe, that there are contention among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I have been baptized in mine own name. And I baptize also in the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know no other whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now, what I started really thinking about through the week was, how serious are we about our walk of life in Christ? Now, as I started reading these scriptures, it started coming to me how Paul was talking to them. And there was a word he used in there, was beseech. In other words, he was fervently trying to get their attention on what they needed to do. He was trying to fervently get their attention on how they ought to walk in this life. He started trying to get their attention on that this ain't about him and about anybody else, but it was about Christ and the walk in Christ. Because as we read in the first part of the Romans, it talked about being acceptable unto God. And that's what we really started talking about, was we have got to a place that we are more acceptable to ourselves than we are to God. We are okay with what we're doing as long as we think we ain't harming nobody and we're doing what we want to do. Even in our services, we can see it, that in our praise, we are more acceptable to our praise than we are worried about God accepting what praise that we bring Him. You might say, well, I don't know about that. From the beginning of time, it's been that way. When Cain and Abel brought their offerings to God, they know what to bring. They've done ready seen, they've done ready experienced, they've done ready knowed what it took to be acceptable to God. But Cain brought his anyway. And you know what He expected God. In other words, I'm just going to say it like this. He was going to force God to accept his offering. And that's where we are today, Brother Crafton. These days and times, a lot of times, and I found myself in that area. I don't spend a whole lot of time with God through the week. But when it comes Sunday morning, just like in school, I want to do a little cram session. And then I want to bring it to the Lord and say, here. And then I wonder, why did I go home as dry as I came with? Because I was wanting him to accept what I brought him, and it was unacceptable. It was unacceptable. But through life, we are so focused on, I'm just going to bring you what I got, and I'm okay with it, God. Saul, God told him, he said, you go out and you destroy everything out there. Destroy the people, destroy the animals, destroy everything that you see. But he didn't do it. He brought back, he said, the best of the cattle and the best of the sheep, because I'm going to sacrifice it to you, God. It was acceptable to Saul. Saul was in a place where he felt like, hey, I'm doing okay now because I'm bringing you something. Well, first of all, he was bringing him something that wasn't even his. And that's the problem even some we got today, is we want to give him something that ain't even his. But we've accepted it, so he should. But according to the Scripture, it said that which is acceptable to God. We've got to a place where it's acceptable, just like what I think one of them might have said up here. I can't remember now, but it's okay to talk how we talk. It's okay to act how we act. And we've even got to a place it's okay to dress how we dress. But according to the Scriptures, again, it says come out amongst the world because that's how they do. But Lord, it's acceptable to me, so it's okay. It ain't okay. It's unacceptable to God. Now, when it says, the first commandment says, don't have no other God before me, when I start accepting it, I have placed the God of Bruce right above the true and living God. Because I have chosen my way, and I said, I accept it. I don't care if you do or not. But then we start to wonder, why is the churches deteriorating for? Because I'm going to tell you this, you cannot bring what's in the world into the church and expect it to prosper. We have tried to make it so convenient, even for ourselves, that we've got into some bad shapes, but we're okay with that. As long as we still got more numbers than what somebody's got, we must be still doing better than they are. I don't think so. God will not accept just anything that you bring Him. He told them over there, he said, you've brought me your lame, you've brought me your bad things, and you just the things that ain't no good. Would you take that to your governors? You know what you do if the governor says, hey, I'm having a party down here. You're going to dress up good. You're going to do what's right. You're going to look good. You're going to try to present yourself acceptable to them. But then we can't even dress to be acceptable to God a lot of times, even in His own house. We've done really wasted a week a lot of times because we didn't even talk to Him. And then we come here at 11 o'clock expecting everything just come upon us, and that we're acceptable to that. We get in bad shape when we try to force Him to accept stuff. Ananias and Sapphira sold a piece of property, but they done already told them, we're going to bring you everything that we got for it. If they was expecting $100, that was okay, but let's just say that they got $200 because they got more than what they told them that they'd get. But since I told you $100, that's going to be acceptable, so We're going to get together. We're going to keep this portion. You know, we talk together a lot of times. And we come to agreements together. I'm going to tell you this. Our agreements together a lot of times will get us in trouble. We better get into agreements with the Holy Spirit and do that, because I think one of them over there wrote like this: whatever vows we made to Him, we need to uphold them vows. But we do it. I'm going to tell you how we do now. We're going to have a service tonight. Brother Steve, just like when we was talking about when he was growing up, I know right now where I was going to be tonight. Wednesday night, I know even the two Wednesdays from now where we was going to be. Because we was getting to a place where we're acceptable to God. But you know what we say now? If, matter of fact, we say if it's the Lord's will, we'll be there. And then you don't show up, guess what? It was still the Lord's will for you to be here. But that is acceptable to God. But we like what we accept. And I'm going to tell you, we will accept about anything. You might say, you think you better? No, I'm not telling you I'm better than anybody. But I know what it takes to keep the Spirit speaking to me. And if I'm accepting what I want to accept and I'm good with it, it ain't going to speak to me too often or give me that peace of mind. I'll say it that way. But if I'm right there with the Lord, and I'm saying, Lord, you know if He accepts it or not. You know if He does. Matter of fact, the thing of it is He told Cain, He said, if you doest well, would you not be accepted? So He knew it. But you know what? Whenever God ain't blessing me, I'm finding somebody is the problem. But I'm going to stand here before you and tell you, you ain't my problem. And I'll tell you this, I ain't your problem. I ain't your excuse. You ain't my excuse. Just like I said, there's two of me right here and we struggle, we fight. And at the end of the day, Tammy, I know what God accepts and what He don't. Because I'm one of His. But the two got together and said, hey, we'll give them that portion that they thought we was going to give them. But we'll keep this. And since we got our stories lined, we're okay. The Bible reads that the husband goes up there and he tells them, here you go. And they said, oh, is that what y'all sold it for? Yes. Yes, for such and such right there. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The Holy Spirit knows when we're lying. And Peter, he said, you not only lied to me, but you lied to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That was unacceptable to the Holy Spirit. He died right there at the spot. A few hours later, evidently word don't get around like it does now. Because the wife comes on in with the same story, with the same unacceptable story. So you already know if that story didn't work once, it ain't going to work a second time. Amen. Believe me, I've tried it. Said such and such, yes. But you ain't lied to me, but you've lied to the Holy Spirit. And that's unacceptable. And she died. You see, God don't do things just to be doing. He's got a purpose in what He does. The things that we go through, and I tell people this, the things that I've went through and He's helped me is my testimonies. Now, everybody's going to go through a test in life. And to have a testimony, you have to complete that test. You say, now I can tell you where I've been. Amen. And I can tell you who brought me out from there. Amen. Because I guarantee you within that frame right there, you either talk to Him Or either I repented from where I was at to get back where I needed to be. But we accept things that God don't accept. People use this scripture sometimes to justify what the occasion is. And I've been there, I'm just going to tell you. But there's one in there that people really love saying this. According to the scriptures, it ain't what's on the outside that matters, but it's what's on the inside that matters. Well, don't take that scripture out of context. Because he still ain't giving your outward man freedom to run and do, dress, and act the way you want to. Because if we get to that place on the inside and we get that man on the inside acceptable to God and we bring this outer man under subjection, then this inward man and outward man could be acceptable to God. But I know people that says that, I know God, I've had this, but then you see how they act. I'm not the judge. God knows their heart. But I'm going to say this. Have you ever heard this phrase from people that you work around about somebody that wants to claim of Christianity? If he's a Christian, the woods is full of them. You say, well, what does that mean? That means he's living a life that's acceptable to himself and not to God, because they can't see God. So it matters if we're acceptable to him more than if we're acceptable to ourselves. Matter of fact, once you're born again, you have got a responsibility to be acceptable to God. Because he says this, you're not your own anymore. You've been bought with a price. I choose, but really, I got no say-so. I'm not going to stand here and tell you this is right and this is wrong all the way through the scriptures, because I ain't got that right. Right and wrong was established from the beginning of the earth. And it hasn't changed. Used to be, you know, you'd be amongst each other and you just draw that line in the sand. Yeah. You cross that line. Well, guess what people has done is they've scratched out the line. They just keep moving the line. They just keep moving the line. But guess what? God's line's still way up here. I don't care how much you scratch, scrounge, accept, or whatever. God is not moving out of his acceptability of what we got. Amen. Or what we bring him. You say, well, I just don't get to be used by him much. Well, invest in him a little bit. Because it'd be just like what Jeremiah had. Jeremiah said, I ain't said another word. But evidently he had some investment in him, because he said, it's just burning on inside of me. It's like a fire that's burning him up. I can't help it. I'm going to tell you what, if you ever put in enough of a word in you, something's got to come out somewhere. And he runs a better and bigger chance that it'll be acceptable to God. But I think is, where I work down at Precision Loopers, they got this grinder, and this is called a surface grinder. It just kind of knocks off rough edges of things. And that's fine and well, because everybody needs some rough edges knocked off. But you know what that machine can't do? It can't finish and make that looper usable. And I think that's what I feel like sometimes. I said, Lord, am I just a surface grinder? I mean, just getting enough. Just getting enough just to make it by. You know, Rachel, one time she brought her report card home mid of the times. She had a 70 right there on the line. I told her, I didn't demand days out of them. But I said, we're going to have to pick that up. She said, why? I'm passing. I said, yeah, but let's just say you fail the next test. What happens? You fail below that. I said, now, if you'll work hard and you get it on up there, then if you don't do as good on the next test, you're still above it. But she was willing to accept the 70 because she's seen it. Let's don't accept the bottom line of things. If we want to talk about how great God is, let's get in there and show people how great He is. Let's get in there in His Word and get it in us, and we'll be able to be better demonstrators of what He's got, what He can do. And I'll tell you this, you'll be in a better place to be acceptable to God. My work says, they give me this list, it's what you do every day. And you know what? I do my list, but then I go beyond. God did not save you, get you born again. Salvation in your soul to keep you from just from going to hell. Because if He did, He would have just went ahead and took you home when you got born again.
Yeah.
Bless Him.
Amen.
But He's got a job. He's got a job for each and every one of us to do. And we need to get involved in our job. We need to learn about our job. We need to get in His Word so we can be acceptable unto Him.
Amen.
Because there's things that I bring Him that I was hoping that He would accept. But I have been there to where I felt real good, Steve, about bringing Him what I had. God cannot bless an unacceptable sacrifice.
Amen.
And when He's talking about sacrificing yourself, He ain't talking about going out there and doing it the way Jesus did.
Yes.
He's talking about some of your time. He's talking about some of your thoughts. He's talking about your desires. Because it is a sacrifice. Because there's things this man wants to do. There's just things that this man likes to do. But there's a lot of things this man won't go do because it goes against this. You might say, you mean you admit it? Yes. As long as I'm walking on the face of this earth, there's going to be a man up here that's going to see, want, desire, and everything else. But I'm going to tell you what. The Bible says He is not acceptable to the laws of God. He ain't going to heaven. I'm just going to tell you. This man in here that's born again, he's going to go to heaven. And that night, whenever He dealt with me, is I become acceptable to salvation. You might say, well, how'd that work? Because He came to me.
Amen.
He came to my door and knocked because He saw a lost soul that was standing there. Now, He didn't save me let me say it like this. By Jesus dying and making a way, it made me acceptable to that because I came to Him in a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
Yeah.
Now, there's a young man one time told LC when he was working there, he said, I want to come to the Lord. He said, but I don't want to come to Him when I'm fearing Him. I want to love Him. And LC said, well, more than likely you won't ever come to Him then. Because I'm just going to tell you, there was more fear. Love was not even on my roster at that time. It was fear. And there's only one way out. And that was to come down and accept Him as a personal Savior. But as we depart here today, I want you to really think, I can't answer it for you. But I really want you to ask yourself this question because I'm having to ask myself this question. Am I, in my life and in my actions, really acceptable to God? Because your own acceptability won't work. That's all I got. Anybody got anything else, Ida? Sometimes you just go home and think about it.
Yeah.
Anybody got anything before we go any farther?